You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, we're taking the mailbag on the road to the home of the Broncos. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on the 500 level at the stadium. And let's get started with a question about a couple of tight ends I think you'll see plenty of this year from Cade B. How big a role do you think A.J. Derby will play with the drafting of Jake Butt? Well, I think there's room for both of them. Now, with Jake Butt, you have to start with the fact that he's coming off his second torn ACL. He's not going to be at full strength until sometime in August and May in terms of being able to practice. May even be longer than that until he's playing quite a bit. So there's going to be room for A.J. Derby to do quite a bit. Another thing to consider, A.J. Derby and Jake Butt, they're different kinds of tight ends. Jake Butt, he's more versatile. He can go in line and he can line up as the move tight end, kind of a slot type of guy even. Whereas, you know, A.J. Derby, he's limited to just that move slot type role where he's going to be standing up and working away from the offensive line. So Jake Butt, I think you're going to see him take some snaps on the inside working next to the tackles. He may take a few snaps from A.J. Derby as well, but the coaches and the players, they're all very high on what Derby can do. He was a pretty solid receiving target toward the end of last season, actually, after he got into the lineup, one of the more frequent targets for quarterbacks, Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. And given how Mike McCoy likes to use tight ends and use multiple tight ends as he did in San Diego, I think there's going to be room for both Derby and Butt to get opportunities and make plays. Next question, as we move on to phase three of OTAs next week. This one's from Brad Sullivan. With OTAs beginning next week, who has the most to gain? Well, it's obvious, but I think you start with the quarterbacks. I think you start with Paxton Lynch because he's going to go into these practices, which is offense versus defense, for the first time this offseason. He'll go into those practices working on equal terms with Trevor Siemian, getting first team reps. So this is his opportunity to show that he can run the number one offense. You figure that out with Trevor Siemian, even though, you know, it's obviously a new offensive scheme, but you know that he can run the first team offense. You're still learning that with Paxton Lynch. So he has a lot to gain. The guys I mentioned earlier, go back to A.J. Derby. He has a lot to gain. I think he can play his way into a big role. Another tight end, Jeff Heuermann. He's healthy. That was a big issue his first two seasons. So there's a lot that he can gain. On the defensive side, Adam Gotsis. We've heard people talking about him. Derek Wolfe and Domantas Peko this week in particular mentioned just how much he's grown to the point where they say they're calling him Little Wolf, which is a good sign given the esteem in which guys in the locker room hold Derek Wolfe in terms of the intensity he brings to the game. Now, it's not going to be full contact. He's not going to be able to show everything during OTAs, but he can show that he can handle the things at the point of attack. And if he's in the right place, if he's in the right spot against the run, then I think that can help him. And then on the offensive line, I'll go to one guy in particular, Garrett Bowles, rookie left tackle. It's his first chance to show whether he can take the steps necessary to try and be a starter this year. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week on Memorial Day weekend, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or please find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and as always, use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.